Right now, we have two ladies in studio right now. They are with Lorain County Public Health. We have Jillian. I'm going to have you say your last name just in case.
Spreestersbach.
Spreestersbach. You see, now, that's one of those names where on the first day of school, right, you know, the teacher's going through the names. She'll say your name, Jillian, and then there was always that pause. Yeah, well, how do I do this? Help me with this. And she never said your last name again. I get it. And then Kat Solove, a little easier. Yeah. Okay. Well, Kat is the program manager for Lorain County Public Health, and Jillian is the nursing supervisor. So, ladies, and I guess this question goes out to Jillian. It's back to school time. Do you guys remember when school actually started at the end of August?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Kat, you hesitated there. You know, it's like, it's been so long.
It's been a while, but yes.
Yeah, well, so I know. So back to school in August. Pretty soon June, back to school. You know, June 8th, we leave. June 9th, let's talk about it. But, you know, obviously there's a lot of preparation to do for kids to go back to school. Jillian, what's Lorain County Public Health doing to help families with the back to school preparation in terms of health?
Well, in terms of health, you know, we always want to make sure that the children are getting vaccinated. All schools require children to be vaccinated against certain diseases. So like pertussis or chickenpox, measles, meningitis, things like that. So we're already offering back to school vaccines. Parents can also just inquire at the health department for an updated shot record for their child. Maybe they don't know if they're up to date on all of their vaccines, so our nurses can help them with that.
So when you say you're offering them, does that mean they can go to your facility, or how does that work?
Correct. So they can either call their healthcare provider or they can call us at Lorain County Public Health. Our vaccine number is 440-284-3206. And they can call for an appointment or, again, to get that shot record.
Now, I should probably ask about COVID. Anything with vaccines with that at this point?
Nothing really.
I mean, we're okay with that at this point? Okay. All right. Let's see. So school vaccines are available at your primary care. What would be the difference between going to the primary care provider and you guys? Or is there really a difference?
There's not really a difference. It's just preference. Here at Lorain County Public Health, no child is turned away for inability to pay. So a lot of times it's based on insurance and needs.
Okay. Now, what sort of training are the nurses going to? Anything new that they've been trained for and that parents should be aware of?
So we actually contract with about 10 different school districts in Lorain County to provide school nursing services. So there's school nurses in all of the school districts in Lorain County, and parents can reach out to their school nurse to be connected to resources, or if they have children that maybe have medical needs that are going to need to be addressed during the school day, they can reach out to those school nurses even starting now and start that conversation.
Let's continue on. We talked obviously about vaccines and things for back to school. How about just things in general, bigger picture things that you guys are helping families with?
Right. So actually, some of the bigger picture things is, as Jillian mentioned, you know, we're contracted with school nursing in 10 of the districts. But we also work a lot with school leadership to make healthy changes throughout the buildings and create a healthy environment. We do things as far as active transportation. So we try to make it easier and safer for students to walk and bike to school. You know, walking and biking to school is a great way to start the day with physical activity. You know, we work with school districts to create school travel plans if that's something they're interested in, so they can apply for Safe Routes to School funding, which is a great opportunity. We also encourage districts to normalize physical activity throughout the school day, especially with back to school where, you know, kids are coming from the summer, being more active throughout the day, building in those breaks. And whether that's, you know, a quick little exercise video, Yoga for Classroom is a great program that a lot of districts use. We've also worked with districts to develop adaptive classroom equipment. So that's like, you know, wobble chairs, standing desks, that sort of thing, just so kids can maybe get out some of those jitters so they can stay focused throughout the day.
All right. Well, for those of us who don't know what a wobble chair is, what is that?
Yeah, so it's almost kind of like a little stool that they can sit on, and it stays grounded, but then they can kind of like wiggle around without being too disruptive. You know, if you're in that like kind of old school desk and there's like too much going on, it lets them just like get out a little bit of those jitters, you know, and without being disruptive to the entire class.
I'm glad you said that twice. I mean, I'm thinking of this teacher in this room with like 25 kids all just sort of wobbling
yes.
around. It's like, you know, I'm sure parents have asked you about this. You know,
yeah.
Kat, what are you doing? what are you doing to us? What have
I
done to
right?
you?
Right. But when they see that maybe, you know, there's less disruption throughout the day, less outbursts, you know, maybe that kid just needed to stand for a second or do something so they can stay focused, then they can stay on track a little bit longer. But yes, it is kind of funny when you look at it that way.
Well, schools are very different now. I know that if I ever just sort of randomly stood up in the middle of class, teacher would say, "Sit down!
Right.
What are you doing?" But no, that's totally fine. So, Jillian, now were you going to talk a little bit about how Lorain County Public Health helps families generally during the school year?
Right. So during the school year, again, like they can reach out, parents can reach out to their school nurse if they're. Child, their student has any medical conditions, they can connect them to our Children with Medical Handicaps program, or if they need help getting food for their family, paying rent, utilities, other bills, or just finding any resources in the community that will help those families outside of the school building.
We are talking to Jillian and Kat. They are with Lorain County Public Health. Does Lorain County Public Health do anything to help students' mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with a lot of partners in order to help students with their mental health. We understand that mental health is a very important part of overall health. And there are wellness coordinator positions, school wellness coordinator positions in several of the different districts throughout Lorain County. And those are great positions that focus on social emotional learning that also connects to mental health. So, you know, they help schools follow maybe different regulations and best practice as far as, you know, curriculum, you know, programming, those sorts of things. But they also coordinate and inventory activities and programming. So if there's gaps, they can recommend some best practice for those and also demonstrate some of the impact when, you know, mental health is good, you know. Healthier students are better learners, so making that connection.
Aside from some of the things we talked about today, what are some typical things that parents and or teachers have approached you ladies about, and how have you advised them?
I mean, I think, you know, some of the questions that we get, you know, are around, you know, some of these things that might seem a little different, like you were saying, like the physical activity in the classroom and mental health, but really trying to look at that big picture and how that all comes together. And it really is like a wraparound comprehensive thing, making sure that, you know, students are physically well, social emotionally well, and mentally well, really does impact that whole student.
Well, you guys are extremely hands-on. There's so many things that you guys do. Jillian, you mentioned a number before, which I do want to repeat. Is that the general number people need to call, or is there a general number that they should call if they need to reach out to you guys?
Right. The number I gave you before was for just our vaccine department, but our general number, if anybody needed any information regarding the health department, would be 440-322-6367.
And of course, people can always Google Lorain County Public Health and you guys will pop right up.
Yeah, or just LorainCountyHealth.com.
Sounds great. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. Take care.
Thank you for having us.
747 WEOL.